Welcome back to another episode of the Outdoor Evolution Podcast. Today's episode, I have with me yet again co-host Emery. You got to say, I'm going to say the last name again.
Wonger. So we just stick with Emery. Emery. I wish I had a cool trail name, but it's not easy to say.
Do you not have a cool trail name?
No, that's certainly cool. We can go with it.
Well, what is it? I mean, I never told you Joe Cool. No.
Oh, they called me Pooperazzi.
Pooperazzi. That's a good one, man.
I couldn't get away with it. I tried to get it transferred to like Scorpion King or something like that.
Scorpion King. It's the most metal, like, yeah. Neck beard. Like,
I was always wanting that one quick one, but yeah. And then it ended up turning into
You were going for tough guy, like,
trying. Well, I wanted to, because you got to go from like Pooperazzi and comes, you know, sometimes the names, you know, right. they evolve.
Right. Yeah, I got, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. So, folks, you know, today we're not here to talk about trail names, and we're not here to talk about your typical through hiking content or your typical outdoor content, because man, are there so many of those, and so many more people out there do such a better job at talking about things like that than I can currently. But today, what I really want to sit down and have a conversation with Emery about is the idea of sponsored hikers and quote unquote influencers, whether that's an Instagram influencer or a YouTube. And I feel like the term influencer is almost like reserved for Instagram more. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's, yeah.
Cause you have like YouTuber, right? And then you have like Instagram influencer.
Right.
And really how that has made its way into the outdoor culture and especially, you know, something that's very near and dear to my heart, which is the long distance hiking culture, kind of what that means. And I don't want to sound like an old curmudgeon when I say this, but some of the problems that I see that are arising with this kind of oversaturated, everyone's an influencer and everyone is making ads and everyone is sponsored and yada, yada, yada. And I think that you have two sides of the fence. You have a lot of people that kind of accept this and are okay with this. And then I think that you have a lot of people that are kind of against this. And yeah, just kind of wanted to have a conversation about what that means currently and what that means like going forward in the future for creative platforms and also the outdoor community.
Right. And I don't think that anyone's trying to solve anything here.
No, we're not trying to solve the world's problems.
This is a great example of a topic that when we started talking about this stuff, that we felt needed to be covered.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about this for a long time, I know.
For years.
But like no one, it's an awkward conversation. It can be awkward conversation because there's a lot built into it that I don't think you understand. Some people don't get the full picture of until the curtain is pulled back.
Right.
And then you're like, well, you made how much money from this? Right. Like this brand made how much? And then the quote unquote influencer, like what is influencer? Like some influencers make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And some influencers make a lot of product.
Yeah. that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Like as in product shows up at their house and they're required to post. If no one knows this, like there's a deal.
Yeah.
That's struck.
Oh yeah.
We need you to post X amount of times.
Yeah.
Throughout the month. And it needs to be like this.
Yeah.
And you are held to that.
Yeah.
So it covers a wide base of stuff.
It does. And it's something that has always been strange to me. So for most folks that are probably listening, I would think that most people probably know my stance on things. And for anyone that hasn't heard me repeatedly talk about that and defend myself on that for years on like YouTube videos and Instagram posts, I have never taken sponsorships. So it's something that I decided early on in my media making career. And even though I am, as much as I hate to admit this, I am an influencer because I do influence people. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's influencing someone to go out and hike a trail, or if that's influencing someone to start making media themselves, or if that's influencing someone to buy a certain backpack or something, you know, whether I'm trying to or not, I am, I guess, technically qualified as a influencer. But, you know, I have always decided to not take sponsorships, not do ads for people. Because, well, number one, why I got into any of this is because I was tired of you know, having a boss at a 9-to-5 job and being told what to do. I found a way to basically create a career where the only person that told me what to do was me. So that's number one why I mm-hmm. never did it. But also for me, it was really about always making sure that when I talked about something, that it wasn't influenced by something, and that the reason that I liked a pair of shoes, or the reason that I liked a backpack, or the reason that, you know, I believed in something was because I legit believed in it. So something that I've always done is turn down sponsorships. And if you're some sort of a media creator, whether you're a YouTuber, an Instagrammer, you know, we all have been contacted a million times by Amazon companies and random gear companies
over and over.
Yeah, you know, getting the email that's like, oh, we think our product would be great for your audience, and here's a link to our store on Amazon, and you click and it's like windshield wiper blades, and you're like, huh.
Unrelated.
Yeah, totally unrelated. So, you know, I've always been one that kind of stands to, I don't accept things like that. And I've always told people, like, you're more than welcome to send me whatever you want, but it doesn't guarantee that I'm going to talk about it. It doesn't guarantee that I'm going to use it. You'll ever see a picture of it or a photo, because I only really like talking about the things that I believe in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are other creators out there that are more open to sponsorships, taking money in exchange for media, which I don't, again, anyone that's listening to this, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. What I really want to do is have a conversation about what the long-term impact and effects of that are, because I feel like there's been this massive turn in the industry, and there's been this massive turn in the community where at one time, a lot of creators, myself included, the reason I got into all of this, the reason I started creating wasn't to make money. It wasn't to get quote unquote YouTube famous. It's just because it's something that I felt passionate about. It's something I wanted to do. And then the benefit with that over time was, like, you know, I was able to start monetizing with ads, and I was able to start having affiliate links on Amazon, and started, you know, generating a revenue off of it. So to me, you know, making money off of the media that I make and post, and I guess off of my self-image, has always kind of been a bonus, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be doing this stuff anyways because it's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. So it was just a bonus. But now I feel like there's so many people that have come into the space, whether it's on Instagram, especially on Instagram, YouTube, that are just instantly like, I need to start an Instagram account so I can get followers, so I can get sponsors.
Like, that's the reason why.
And that's the reason why.
Yeah.
And that's such a strange thing to me, because, again, that's not why I got into it. And it was just like, it was a bonus to, you know, for a company to reach out and be like, hey, we think you're good enough to send something to. And I think at one time, for me at least, there was that, like, lure of, like, oh, this company thinks that I'm good enough and they want to send me this product, this tent or this backpack or something. I'm somebody. I'm a professional now. Mm-hmm. And then for me, you know, I quickly made that decision, but over time I've seen it. I've seen why that company reaches out, because it's advertising, right?
Yeah.
Like, companies have an advertising budget every single year, and it's like, you either spend 10 grand on putting a article in, like, Backpacker magazine, or you send a free tent, a free backpack, and a couple, you know, fanny packs out to a couple quote unquote influencers that have an audience of, say, 10,000 a piece.
And they're excited.
Yeah. And then you just wrote all that off on your taxes. You make all your profit, and then you don't have to spend anything on actually advertising. And it's such a weird exchange for me. And it's something that, I don't know, I think I have a problem with.
This is weird.
Am I going down a weird path with this?
No, because I'm just thinking, like, you know, everything changes and evolves. And, like, when you started out, it was different than what it is now. Yeah. And, you know, to the point of starting an Instagram account in order to become an influencer, yeah, in order to get these products, hopefully, eventually a paycheck.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially a startup.
Yeah.
Right. You're starting up. But I think what you're most concerned about, and what I've identified as well, is, like, what's the long-term impact, like the devaluation of your work, I mean,
well, I think, you know, for me, when I first started out, like, I'll just use me an example, and I'm not a great example because I didn't accept those things, but I know as a person that got into the craft of creating media, you know, first it was just some crappy cell phone photos and some like GoPro footage. And then it went to like, oh, well, I've upgraded my quality and and just like anything, you learn a trade, you get better and better at it, and you become more of a quote unquote professional at it.
Right.
So then to some point it's like, well, I've spent 5 years, 6 years of my life, like investing my time and my money, learning and honing a craft. And then like at the end of the day, like if a company reaches out to me and they're like, hey, if you make a video for us or give us some photos, we'll give you a free tent. And it's like, well, if I was a plumber or like an electrician and I spent all these years like learning a trade and going to a trade school and learning how to be an electrician, and then somebody reached out and be like, hey, I'll bake you a pie if you come and rewire my entire house.
Right.
You're like, well,
but that's not,
that pie ain't going to help keep my lights on. Like I invested myself in this as a career is because it's something I wanted to do. And I mean, to me, I think it's an unseen negative long-term effect for a lot of people. I think that a lot of people aren't looking at that in the future. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just getting into it.
Free product doesn't pay the bills.
No.
So if you play that whole scenario out, how do you then, so let's say today I start an account and I'm like, I'm going to be an influencer and I start doing my thing. Right. I think the long-term concern and what you might end up doing is you're over the lifetime of what you're up to, you could end up devaluing yourself and your work.
You're selling yourself short.
You're selling yourself short by not establishing yourself as I don't want to say respectable, but like a professional by saying, hey, guess what? But if you accept like a free backpack as payment, you're training that company.
Yeah.
You're training the company to think like, Emery will receive gear that we can not pay him for, that it's already produced anyhow. It was already money spent. The money was already spent on that pack.
Oh, yeah.
It was already in the budget. It's written off, right? You're training that company to not pay you what you're worth. Because eventually, so let's pretend 6 years down the road, you've been taking, how many free backpacks can you take?
Yeah.
How many free tents can you take? Like at some point you become oversaturated with gear and there is a period of time in which it's all collection, right?
Yeah.
But then once you reach that like saturation point, you're like, well, I literally can't use any of this stuff. I'm one person.
Right.
So now, congratulations. I've shared some pictures with Black Diamond or whomever it might be.
Oh, there's a little nameplate there.
Well, like whatever niche you're into, if you're an ice climber.
Brand B,
right? Like you've shared your soul with them. You went out and you through hiked and then you got these pictures and you sent it to them and you put all that mileage on your body.
Yeah.
All that money that you, through hiking costs money.
Oh yeah, it does.
Believe it or not, it's not free. Now what do you do?
Right.
Because you've been supplying images. So then you go back to brand, the first brand, and they're like, hey, we'd like to send you a tent. And you're like, well, I don't really need a tent. I actually need money.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, well, I decided to quit my job to pursue this life because I thought I was a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm pursuing being a quote-unquote professional influencer.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm
a professional YouTuber, a professional whatever you... A creator, a professional creator. So now you don't have that stable 9-to-5 job anymore. Yep. And then it's like, oh, I created some stuff for you. Can I get a couple bucks so I can keep my lights on?
And the company's like, no, that budget's somewhere else.
I mean, I can give you a backpack because that's what you take for payment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then now what do you do? Yeah. And if you haven't remedied that situation, they go, well, Emery's asking for money.
Right.
This guy's not.
Right.
This guy will do it.
Well, and what I've seen is, you know, I have friends that own, I mean, for anyone listening, and obviously if this is the Outdoor Revolution podcast, you know, OE is a media company. We produce media for people, but I have friends that have been creating professional media for years. I have friends that are been photographers for 25 years doing commercial work, like model work, product work, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I have a friend that is a short filmmaker and has made multiple commercials for people. And those folks, that went to school to learn these trades and have been working as professionals for years and weren't YouTubers and weren't Instagrammers have seen a massive negative impact from it, because they'll get contacted by a company and the company will say, hey, we'd love for you to make a commercial for us. And the company will say, okay, well, let us know what you want. They write up a proposal, an industry standard price, sometimes lower because now it's so oversaturated with a lot of people creating media, present that to the company, and the company would be like, oh, well, that's too expensive. We can't pay for that. Can't you just do it for this much money? And it's like, no, I can't. It's kind of like contacting that gear company and saying like, well, I know that you're selling this backpack for $300, but can't you just sell it to me for $50? Right. I mean, the company's going to tell you to go kick dirt.
No, like, that's how much it costs.
Yeah. Like, no, that's the retail price of that. Right. And this is, you know, for the creator, for the media maker, the photographer or the videographer, it's no, this is how much my time is worth because I have invested myself for years in learning this thing and knowing this thing and doing this as a profession. This is what I'm worth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to kind of get into a little bit of a personal story, and, you know, I'm not going to mention names. We'll say brand.
We should come up with a fake brand every time we...
I just like using letters like brand V. Okay. We'll say brand V. So brand V reaches out to Outdoor Evolution, right? And says, hey, Outdoor Evolution, we'd love for you to create some media because we've seen some of the other stuff that you've done. We'd love for you to create some media. I'm like, okay, well, here's how much that'll cost. And that company being like, oh, well, can't you just, and this is a quote, can't you just exclusively do it for this price? And it's like, no, I can't exclusively do it for that price. It's kind of like if you like worked at a grocery store and like the minimum wage was here, it's $15. It was like $15 an hour. And then one day, like you come in and the boss is like, hey man, I'm going to need you to work a double, but, you know, you're working some extra hours. So is there any way you can exclusively work these extra 8 hours for only $8 an hour? It's like, no, because that's not what I'm worth.
Right.
And I think that that is this weird long-term negative effect of a lot of this stuff and what some people don't realize. Because I think a lot of people are just excited in the now of like, oh, this company wants me to do this thing. But the long-term is, it's not good.
When did you personally, maybe you've been awake to this for a long time, but do you recall a moment in time where you got like, that's weird. Like, that's odd. Why would you ask me to do this thing? Like, did you ever get a weird vibe? Like, do you remember the first time that you were like, this is sketchy. This is weird. Like these brands. And I feel like we're dancing around. We're trying to be, this is a very sensitive subject.
It is.
And I feel like we're trying to be highly respectful of all brands and all people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cause nobody wants to like, you know, I'm not here to call out anybody in particular and I'm not trying to shake my finger at somebody and think that I'm, you know, mightier than thou.
Right.
Like for anybody that's listened to this, if you're an Instagram influencer, if you're a YouTuber, that's not the point of this, is to say like, I am better than you and you're doing it wrong. Cause I don't think that anybody's doing it wrong. What I really want to bring to people's attention is being a person that's been in this for 6 years and doing this and watching where it's went. And, you know, they say like ebb and flow. There hasn't been any ebb and flow. It's just like it's going one way. And it's every day I see it getting more and more aggressive and more and more aggressive. And it's someone that's been, I guess, been lucky enough to like, because of how I did it and how I went by kind of my own rules, I have been able to not have to, I guess, take sponsorships and not have to do that.
Based on your experiences, like you went down one path of the non-sponsorship regime. I assume that, like, do you know of any other situations without naming names or brands because of just being classy, I guess?
Yeah. Are we classy? I don't know if we're classy.
What did you see go down? Is there a way that you can explain it in terms of like, what was the general feeling that happened? Was this person, did they experience like, hey, you're no longer useful to us? Or was it like, no, we're just not going to pay you money and see you later?
A specific you know, situation that I know about is somebody that created media for somebody for quite some time. Did it as a friend, did it as a partner, did it as a collaborator, quote unquote collaborator. People love using the word like, let's collaborate on something. Like I get emails from companies all the time, like we'd love to collaborate with you on that, which means we're going to use the hell out of you. we want to really benefit off of you is usually what that means. And then once that person, I mean, that person did it for a long time. And once that person got to a certain level and that person was like, hey, this has been awesome and I love doing this, but in order for me to continue doing this, like, this is what I need. Like, I need, like, you know, because things have changed. I'm doing more now.
I think that's really key. Like, yeah. This person's situation developed into something different.
Yeah. And, like, I am now, it's, and I don't know, it almost kind of comes across, like, in a cocky way, but I am worth more now. Like, I was doing it for this long, but now there are other opportunities. And, like, in order for me to continue working on this and working, you know, with you, this is kind of, I guess, my standard or my rate. And then that company just being like, oh, okay, well, never mind. And then going literally to another influencer, a carbon copy that was just starting out, and then bringing that person on. So they just shuffled the deck. And it's like, it's disgusting. And it's, I mean, you know,
it's quote unquote business.
Yeah. It's definitely business. But I think so here's the problem. And here is why I want to bring this up, because I believe that there are so many new people trying to get into this that just think, I'm a hiker and this is the hiking community and these are hiking companies. And like, hey, they're wanting to give me free gear and sponsor me because they think I'm a special hiker. And that's their mindset. The company says,
like, they think that they feel special.
Right. And the company's thinking, this is business and I can make a lot of money off this person.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that a lot of creators, and I mean myself included, I mean, I'll definitely put myself, are just not that business savvy to know what that relationship is, know how to set boundaries like right from the get-go. And I just think that there's a lot of people that are being taken advantage of. And I mean, we're talking about, you know, the outdoor industry is a $1 trillion industry. Some of these companies, some of these gear companies that are out there that are quote unquote cottage companies that still identify as cottage companies because they're still run by the people that started them. They're still US based. They make all their stuff in the US. I mean, are bringing in millions of dollars a year. Millions of dollars a year.
And you get a free pack.
And you get a free pack. Right. And I just think that there's this, like, I don't know how to put it. It's disrespectful, it's cheapening people and what they do. But I also think that it's just kind of cheapening the community. And this doesn't apply to everybody because there's some really great companies out there that do treat the people that they work with phenomenal. And they do make sure that they're paying creators what they're worth. And they're making sure that they pay, you know, people that take sponsorships. Like that is a real sponsorship. And that person is getting paid to represent that brand. And there's a fair exchange. There's a fair, I guess, trade of, you know, service for money. Or, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it is just like a fair trade for gear or product. I personally would do that. But
I feel like it's only fair if it is fair. But once it becomes unfair, and you're like...
And I think it's unfair whenever a company is using somebody for free, whenever they're making millions of dollars, and that company's not willing to make sure that that person is compensated for their time.
Since we're tossing out examples, let's go dark for a second.
Oh, man. This wasn't dark enough?
Well, I think we just need to lay it out there. Yeah. I feel like we need to give like a general feeling of like the various nooks and crannies that this occurs in, right? When I hiked the PCT, I got to experience the idea of I hiked as part of an organization.
Okay.
This is a double-edged sword.
Does organization have a name or the organization X?
The organization X.
Okay.
I'm sure you could probably figure it out by going through my Instagram.
A little bit of homework for you there, folks.
So it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, I'm internally grateful.
Yeah.
Because not having that opportunity, it gave me the kick in the pants as a full-fledged adult that had a career to pursue something that I dreamed about.
Right.
With very little risk. Like, I didn't have to give up a whole lot, right? Like, they gave me gear. These are all barriers. These are all barriers to hiking a long trail.
Right.
Gear, money, support, all that stuff. Yeah. Encouragement.
Yeah. Like, totally.
Simply encouragement. Yeah.
And I mean, it makes you feel like a rock star, right? Like, somebody wants to give you all these things.
Yeah. And so there's some really awesome benefits to it. But as you progress up the trail, as you spend time putting your body through this stuff, you pay for that.
Oh yeah.
In a sense.
Oh, like, yeah, you do.
When someone gives you something, it is not free.
No. No such thing.
Especially if it comes from an organization or a brand, and you are on the hook for certain things. And those things can come, those are lots of different columns.
Right.
In my case, I was on the hook for timing.
Yeah.
I was on the hook for being in a certain place, interacting with certain people, hiking with certain people, wearing certain things, sending pictures.
Would this be that shirt that we were talking crap about earlier?
Yeah, like wearing gear that doesn't work for you.
Right.
Simply because another brand, and I'll go down the rabbit hole even further, another brand sponsors said organization.
And says, we'll give you this money if you can get these people to wear this stuff.
Dude, I was in a scenario once when I heard the words come out. I don't want to see another effing brand on those hikers.
Whoa.
And I about fell over. And I remember telling the person that I was with, that was a part of that organization, I was like, this is bullying. Like, they're strong arming you because this organization needed this stuff.
Right.
Right. Like they were a nonprofit.
Totally.
So they needed support bad. And this brand was giving them all the support they need, all the gear they needed to deliver this thing
right.
to these hikers. And I could not believe that was the tone that they took. Like, it was, look what I've done for you. If I see a single different piece of equipment brand X was delivering,
yeah.
we're going to have some problems.
You're a walking billboard.
Walking billboard. Hoo-wee. And the top, dude, I was so grossed out, and I have been forever turned off and grossed out by that. And I felt like that was the darkest moment. I was like, and I told this person, not the brand, but this other individual, I was like, you deserve more than that. Totally. Like, this organization deserves better than that. So I'm not even involved in that.
Right.
I'm just witnessing it. That's gross, man. That's not okay.
No. And there's a lot of that grossness going on where, like, that the dollar mm-hmm. gets put above everything else. And to me, it's always been, it's such a hard thing for me to see and watch. And not everybody's as passionate about it as I am, but, like, I've said multiple times over and over and over again, and it's not bullshit. Like, it's and I'll say it to the day I die, mm-hmm. or at least as long as I'm involved in the outdoor community. The reason that I'm involved in the outdoor community, and it means so much to me, and I've invested so much of my life into it for the past 6-7 years, is because of how tight-knit it is, how mm-hmm. special it is, how amazing the people are, the magic that's there. So when I see a company or I see a person that's trying to exploit that mm-hmm. and that's trying to sour that and make that a gross thing, like that's kind of what we're talking about here. Like, that's it's so disturbing. It's mm-hmm. it's like, I want to use this like analogy of, like, you know, like the super hipster like guy who's like, that's my favorite band, and like, they're not my favorite band anymore. Whenever other people start liking them, it's like other people start, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, other mm-hmm. people start kind of infiltrating that because it's sacred to you. It's your mm-hmm. thing. And the outdoor community And the thru-hiking community has always been this very sacred thing to me.
Yeah.
And when I see it get used for massive profit, and when I see it get exploited and people get taken advantage of and people getting chewed up and spit out, it just, it makes me so angry because...
Well, also, I think, you know, I think you feel that way is naturally. I think you're just naturally inclined to feel that way, like knowing you.
Yeah.
But also, man, think about the thousands of miles you put on your body.
Yeah.
That means something.
Yeah.
Like, how do you put a value on that?
Well, it's the thousands of miles I've put on my body. It's the countless hours I've put in, like, learning how to edit video and play with cameras, and all the money that I've invested in, like,
gear and lost.
Oh, so much lost.
lost money on the wrong stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasted money.
Yeah.
Like, all of that means something. That's all wrapped up into something. And so I look at this thing like...
Sometimes I feel like it gets... I feel like it gets thrown to the side because people don't look at it as being a serious thing. Like, oh, it's the...
It's
a hobby.
But you know what's serious? That bottom line.
Hobby. Yeah. It's a hobby. Like, so it's not as important as someone that, like, went off and learned how to, I don't know, like, take your pick.
Yeah.
Someone that learned to be an electrician, like, that had to, like, spend time at, you know, a trade school and then had to spend time in the field, like, getting their ass electrocuted every time they touched something. And, like, they put in the time. They learned the craft. Mm-hmm. They learned the thing. So they are worth a certain thing. Now, whether that's, like, worth, you know, a monetary value or like just them being worth it as a person. But I feel like outdoor activities get looked at as a hobby. So it's not as serious. So whenever you're somebody that's like, no, I've put these miles on my body. I've learned these hours of editing. Mm-hmm. I've learned how to be in this space. Then you're going to come in this space and then use me and then spit me out and tell me I'm not worth it. Like,
yeah, not only that, but the things you learn about, like, let's say a company contacts you. Influencer listening, future influencer. And they say, hey, I had this happen recently. This guy reached out to me and he's like, hey, I know you've been around. I'd like to get your feedback on something.
Oh yeah.
This is called a consult. This person is not asking like, I'd like to get your thoughts on something because I want to try something out. Like I'm going to try this new backpack or whatever. No. This person is building a thing. And they want feedback on said thing based on
professional opinion.
Professional opinion based on my...
Whether it's just a hobby or whether it's, you know, brain surgery, you have experience. Yeah. And having experience makes you a professional.
And depending on who you are, it's not only they're asking for your experience, but they're asking for your connections.
Oh, yeah.
So, dude, like, dear influencer, think about it. And I, like... The answer should be, here's my consultation fee.
Yeah.
These are the things that I put my body and mind through and I've studied and I've done, whatever it might be. If you're an ice climber or a speed skater, whatever it might be, like you're coaching, your consultation is a thing.
Yeah.
Feedback is a thing. Like they should be paying you for that. It's up to you to decide whether you want to go with it or not.
Yeah. And then I think that the other thing that I kind of want to touch on this is basically calling out, and I've been doing it a lot lately, if anyone's following my Instagram, continually calling out companies for exploiting me personally. So I've actually run into this quite a bit in the last, especially year. I've had companies take photos off of my Instagram, take screenshots of my videos, like basically have stolen my videos off of YouTube and turned them into ads. This was about 2 months ago. I'm on Instagram. I go to my message request folder, which I get tons of message requests, and a lot of times I never go through them. So people send me messages and never know about it. And there's a message from some random person that follows me, and the person says, I'm kind of confused because I didn't think that you did sponsorships, but I recently saw an ad that you're in.
I'm also confused.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
And I was like, ad? And I was like, what ad do you mean? Can you send it to me? So they send me this link to an ad. Now, it wasn't an Instagram post. So it wasn't like they took something and they reposted it. It wasn't a story where they reposted it. the company legit went to my YouTube page. They took that video and turned it into an actual ad. So, you know, like when you're scrolling through Instagram and there's like an mm-hmm. actual ad that runs, almost like a commercial. Mm-hmm. It was that in the description. It said something about a review from Climber magazine. My name was never on it. There's no credit on it. It didn't even say like, it didn't even say like hiking back. It said something about a climbing magazine, a review in a climbing magazine. So I sent them a message and I said, hey, number one, who gave you permission to use my video? Number two, I'm not tagged in this. I'm not sponsored by you guys. And the response that I got back from the company on Instagram was, well, we didn't think this would be a problem. And I was like, you didn't think it would be a problem?
You think ripping off my content would be a problem?
To steal my content and then use not only my property, which is my media that I created, but also my likeness, right? And my friend's likeness, right? In an ad to make, because it was one of the ads
that's
like,
straight
it
illegal.
Said like, click here to order. Like, so as you're watching the video, like you can click the video and it'll take you to order the product. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you didn't think that would be a problem? And then I think that I got really mad. I think that I ended up saying like, okay, I see how you guys want to do this. And I left it at that. And then like there started being a bunch of replies because they weren't, you know, like on Instagram, how it says seen. Mm-hmm. You can see that when someone read something, no reply for a long time. And then they're like, hey, like we'd love to call you right now. Do you have a minute to chat? And I didn't respond. And then I get an email from like the CEO of the company. He's like, hey man, I'd love to jump on a phone call with you. So I just randomly, I didn't even reply. I call the number and he answers the phone. And he's like, hello? And I'm like, hey, it's Darwin. He's like, oh, hey, man. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? We start having this conversation. He's like, hey, man, so like, you know, we know that we messed up. We didn't mean. Yeah, and like starts throwing all these excuses. And he's like, you know, what can we do to make it right? And like, I didn't know how to take that, number one, because I was like, well, is making it right, like, are you saying, wait, you're going to try to pay me off?
Right.
And you know, I don't play that game. I don't take sponsorships. And he's just like, what can we do to make it right? And I just flat out told him, I was like, you can't do anything to make it right. I was like, you're just going to have to deal with the repercussions of me telling everyone not to buy your coffee, which is why I'm again plugging it here on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like what a sleazy thing to do. And you know, we went through it round and about. The disheartening thing about all of it was I posted about it on Instagram. I went on a little rant, posted screenshots from the ad and said something about how this is wrong and this is people getting exploited. This is what exploitation looks like.
Well, dude, this is...
And I got responses, people sending me DMs being like, why are you being so angry? Like, I don't understand why you're being angry. Mm. Oh, yeah. Like, people trying to turn it around on me, yeah. Saying, like...
Why is this such a big deal?
Yeah.
But, dude...
Like, not understanding that, like... Do you understand that a company just exploited me? Not only exploited...
Your reputation?
My reputation, what I've created.
Yeah, that's...
They exploited my image. They exploited my friend's image and to make money and knew it. And then tried to think it wasn't a big deal. And I think... The reason for that is because I think, as you kind of brought up earlier, it's almost like we've trained these companies to think that shit like that is okay, because there are no regulations on any of it. There is, and if anybody out there is listening, please look up the newly reformed CASE Act, CASE Act that recently got passed through Congress. I think it was like a month ago. Mm-hmm. It was like slid in with the whole stimulus package. The CASE Act is basically about copyright issues and about intellectual property. And that, like, if I really wanted to, I could have taken them to court, like, 100% for everything
like,
they did.
I think some brands, to the point of the training, we've trained them to think that this is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's two parts to that. One, a young upstart brand.
Yeah.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
They have no clue.
Not them specifically, but
yeah, no, like, not them. But when, like, you're selling your product in REI, right, you're not a startup company anymore.
That's a really good point. But let's say you're a cottage company. You don't know any better.
Yeah.
And you do this kind of thing.
Right.
That's a completely different situation.
Totally. Yeah. Shame on you. Learn from your lesson.
Shame on you. But also take into account that they thought it was okay because they thought it was okay.
And probably because they've done it to multiple other
people. And it's
people,
never been a problem.
And no one has ever brought
it up. We didn't think this was a problem.
Right.
So that means that this company's not only done...
They got the wrong influencer.
They got the wrong influencer. And luckily enough, I mean, bad for them, lucky for you, that you called them on the carpet.
Yeah.
And you care enough to be like, no. And you're protecting... You're not only protecting yourself, but I think that you're, by doing that, you're also protecting other creators down the line.
I hope so.
I mean, you would think, and, I mean, so, because hopefully they don't do that again.
That's why I've been posting about those things. So a while back, again, I noticed that a friend of mine who's a creator had their photo, quote unquote, reposted onto a brand's Instagram. Hmm. And because, you know, the whole, like, tag us in your post, tag us in your photo, and you know, we'll feature you, which mm-hmm. is, to me, a total crock of shit. Like... We'll feature you means we don't want to create our own media.
Right.
Hey, everyone else, create media for us so we can use it to advertise our products. Okay. Now, again, if there are people out there that would love to have the exposure, right? People trying to get into it mm-hmm. would love to have a brand be like, hey, look at this person's work.
And it's powerful.
It is. 100%. Absolutely it is.
So, but that's the two-way street.
That is. But here's the problem. Then the company takes the photo, repost it, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. Repost it. Give that person some credit. Yeah, they're using your product. It's a two-way street. Then takes the photo and puts an ad on. Have you ever seen on Instagram grids, on company grids, there's a little shopping bag in the mm-hmm. corner, and if you click on it, it's a tag. Mm-hmm. But instead of a person being tagged, the price of mm-hmm. the product will come up. That is an ad. So the company takes the photo that they're quote-unquote featuring and then turns it into an actual ad to where they're making money off of that photo. And then does that person that got their stuff reposted,
do they get a cut?
Do they get a cut of that? Do they get a percentage of each thing?
Did they know?
Yeah. That backpack that's on their back that they paid for with their own money now has like a $3.99 price tag on it. Somebody can press that pack and buy it and give money to that company.
Dude, I hope this is making sense to people.
I hope it is too. Because like, it's something so like sometimes I feel like I'm crazy. Nuts because like I'll see this shit and I'll just be like, why is no one else paying attention to this? Why is this not a problem to other people? But it is. Because started calling it the inner circle. There's a handful of creators that I mm-hmm. talk to on the regular, and they're all seeing the same thing. They're all having a problem with it. So going back to what I was saying, was one of these creators had taken a photo, they had tagged said company in it, even though they didn't have any affiliation with them. They had tagged the company in it, because, you know, as you do, like, you're wearing, like,
naturally
this company's pack and these company's shoes, and, like, for some reason, people feel like, oh, I need to turn it into an ad for people, which is strange if you think about it.
Yeah, I was just, you were talking through that, I was like, huh, I wonder why I do that. Yeah.
And I think it's because, like, you want some sort of recognition from the brand, and people do want the exposure. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with the exposure. Zero. Nothing right. wrong with that.
Yeah.
Somebody repost a photo. Great. People tag me and stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I'll repost it. I have a bigger audience than them. That's going to get them some follows, right? Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to repost this. This is flattering to me because mm-hmm. they turn me into a meme or something. They get followers. Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that. But if they tagged me in something, and then I took it, and I took their photo that they tagged me in.
And you made money on their
photo? I sold it to somebody. They're like, here, buy this for $100. That's wrong.
That's not okay.
So the company had taken the photo that they tagged them in, reposted it on their grid, but reposted it as one of those ads where you could click on it. And again, they got the wrong person, because I sent my friend a message. And like, hey, did this company pay you for this ad that you created for them? And they're like, what ad? I'm like, that photo that they just turned into an ad to make money off of. They were pissed.
That's a good way of looking at it. Like, if anyone's confused on, this is very muddy water.
Oh, super.
Because you could say.
And people get like, That's the thing. And that's why, again, like I'm just going to keep reiterating that to people listening. That's the point of this podcast is because these are things that people like shy away from talking about because they think they're going to offend somebody or because of cancel culture or whatever. And I think that continues the problem. The problem continues like that in so many areas because people are, it's the bystander effect. People are scared to talk about things because they think like, oh, I might upset somebody and then they might not feature me and I won't get the exposure and then I won't get the following. And like, is that what we have like,
is that it?
If that's what we've turned it all into, like this thing that we all got into because we loved the outdoors.
Because you're going to fall out of favor with a brand?
Yeah, we loved the outdoors. We loved the gear. We loved talking and shooting photos and sharing with people. And now all of a sudden we're all going to stay hush-hush about it because the brand might get, like, it's so weird, dude, man. It I don't understand it.
It goes so deep. It's very muddy. And one of the strange dark corners of it is, and like one of the other things that I see happen is influencers are not, it doesn't seem like they're checked. They're not put in check.
No.
So.
And when they are put in check, they block people. They delete people.
Yeah.
They get other people to turn against them. I've seen a lot of that over 2020.
Yeah. Well, so.
A whole lot of it. Like people trying to make political statements and you know, social statements and stuff like that. And then somebody will bring something up. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody doesn't like that opinion or want to hear that they're being called out, block, deleted.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So an example of that, like that's super weird is in the hunting world that I dabble in as well. That's a unique industry. And there's a lot of ethical lines that it's a ball of wax that's hard to navigate, but sometimes I wonder, like, let's say hunting brand X, someone uses their gear to harvest an animal and that's good for them. Like that it's just like a hiker. It's like, this hiker used my backpack to hike the entire Pacific Crest Trail. That's amazing. That's a review essentially, right? So what happens is they repost it or whatever. But the thing that I've come to have an issue with is, and this is in particular to the hunting industry, is you don't know the hunting ethics of that person. You don't know, all you care about is the end result of the animal on the ground. And that's a prize to you.
Right.
And now we're getting into weird ethics. Like now we're getting into like, and it's a slippery slope for me because I'm like, that feels weird. Like you're not, and there have been very popular hunters that have been caught doing some bad things.
Oh yeah, totally. Like
poaching.
And then that person's a representation of your brand.
And then that's the brand.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, now, and then all of a sudden the brand, this happened years ago with a really popular brand. Boom, they leave you in the dust. They drop you like it's hot because it's bad PR for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But up until that point, they're making millions on these people and because they're supplying them with all kinds of content.
Right.
Now, this is very, it would be difficult to find, well, I guess you could probably find a parallel in like a hiking community.
Yeah.
Like someone that's littering or like lighting forests on fire.
Right. I guess.
like something drastic like that. But it's most apparent in the hunting industry when you're like, dude, this is even more complicated. Like you're sponsoring these hunters who you don't know as people.
Right.
There's more on the line with this because now you're talking about if this goes south, you're talking about a whole image problem for an entire sect of people that's already kind of on the ropes anyhow a little bit in certain areas of the country and the culture. Dude, it's a slippery slope. Like start paying people money or start giving them incentive.
Yeah.
And things start getting real weird real fast. They're willing to do a lot of things that they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
Because it's scary, man. It's not scary. It's just, it's weird. So.
Well, I mean, I think it's because everyone's chasing the dollar, right? And people will do some weird stuff.
Or the fame or the notoriety.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're willing to do whatever it takes.
You know, the other thing that I kind of want to bring up in all this is the fact that on the other side of that, you have And something that I've really tried to be cautious about, and the things that I think about a lot, are a lot of us are out on public lands, right? Mm-hmm. And like this will be a recurring theme on this podcast. And to this point, anyone that's been following me over the last year knows that this is a recurring theme for me. But as outdoor media creators, outdoor influencers, sponsored hikers, we are constantly spending our time, we're making our media, we are representing ourselves, we're representing a community, and we're representing brands on public lands. And these companies that are making millions of dollars are advertising illegally on public lands, which if you look at the rules of a national forest, the rules of a national park, the rules of a lot of national scenic trails, creating commercial advertisement, commercial photography, commercial video requires a permit, so public lands can basically get a kickback on that because they know you're exploiting this thing for profit. You're going to make money on this. This is everybody's. Like, this isn't private. You need to pay to do that. And I've personally watched, especially in the last year, so much illegal activity go on with creators that are going out. And again, this goes back to, like, you know, say random hiking influencer, right, is out hiking at the Grand Canyon, right? And them taking a photo with their cell phone and putting it on their Instagram grid, totally fine, right? It's not commercial advertisement. They're just posting a photo. That's gray area, as they call it. Then when that company takes that photo, reposts it as an ad, and now that photo at the Grand Canyon has become a commercial advertisement. Illegal, because the company did not have any type of commercial photography permit to basically have their product have a photo taken on public lands and then turn that into an ad. And that is this weird thing, and this weird, like, there's no regulation put in place for this. And I mean, you know, to give people the benefit of the doubt, people don't even think about that. Yeah. It's something that people don't think about. But I got to think that if you're a company and you're trying to, you should be having good business practices. This is stuff the company should be thinking about. This is stuff that people should be holding companies accountable, especially when that company is making multiple millions of dollars a year. Taking something, not paying the creator. It's like this big, vicious, like everything gets exploited.
Right.
It's the company takes the creation of the person that's doing the work, whether it's video or photo, taking that, turning it into ads. So not only are they exploiting the creator, then they're exploiting the public lands that it's on and making all of this profit and just using these two things up, spitting them out the other side.
Yeah.
And
this is the result of the machine that that's been created, like the social media and things like that, the culture.
And it's hard to, I mean, social media and like things like Instagram and Instagram influencers and YouTube and all of that, it blew up so fast.
Yeah.
And there was no time to put these regulations into place and say, this is okay, this is not okay. You have to do this, you can't do this. And I think that we've gotten to this point to where it's out of control. And like to a point to, I used to at one time post on Instagram 3 times a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, always. It was just photo, right? Like me out on a trail or me doing something or me talking about a project that I'm working on. And I did it because I wanted to share things with people, right? I wanted to inspire people to do things. I have a hard time now posting a photo a week for a couple reasons. Number one, I can't stand to be on Instagram anymore because all I see is ads. Everything's an ad. It's a bunch of hikers and it's a bunch of backpackers and van lifers and people like that. And everybody doing these things that at one time people were putting up to inspire people and teach people something. Now it's just like, it's that picture of the backpacker, but they're holding a beer can with the label turned out.
Or the perfect van.
Or something, like where there's product placement in it.
Yeah.
And like, and you know, up in the corner, then it says paid sponsorship. And then, hashtag company X, or, you know, their tagline or whatever, or they're at so many times in the thing, and they're constantly tagged in the post. And it's just like, it almost sickens me anymore to get on the app. And I know a lot of creators that, again, are more, I guess, like me, like pure creators. Like, I use Instagram because I'm a photographer and I like to put my work out there. So hopefully, like, one of these days, somebody might get a hold of me and be like, hey man, I love your photography. Like, I'd love to hire you to shoot my wedding or something. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what Instagram started as. It was a portfolio for photographers, right? But now it's turned into this overly saturated, heavily exploited, like, ad space. And I know they just changed all their terms and rules and stuff, and everybody went all up in arms about that. But if you actually read through that stuff, it actually helped people create more ads and put more stuff up there to make more money. And then the other disappointing part of it is, I used to put up photos and get tons of reaction, and like, people would leave comments and ask questions, and I'd respond, and they'd get a lot of engagement. And now it seems like when I post something that, it's not an ad, I'm not trying to sell something, I'm just talking about something I'm passionate about, nobody cares. Nobody interacts with it anymore. Hmm. I don't know if it's like the algorithm doesn't push it anymore, because it's like, oh, no money can be made on this. Throw that to the back of the line. And it's just so, it's so disheartening, I guess, as a person that, again, came into it for, I feel like, a good reason. Like, I want to share things with people. I want to inspire people.
Yeah, now it's to the point where, like, man, what do I got to do this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're playing this weird game.
It's so strange, man. Well,
back to the point of the podcast, we're not here to solve anything, but just put it out there, and I think that's good. So these are all good things to know, man. I think wherever you're at in that journey.
I'm scared to what the long-term, the overall long-term effect's going to be. Like, what's going to happen to the outdoor community? Is it all just going to be like, have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy? How everything's got a damn ad on it. Like, the guy's wearing a t-shirt and it's got like a bunch of like KFC logos all over it and stuff. It's like, is that where we're going? Is that what's going to happen with the outdoor? I've read things for years, people talking about like, there's going to be a point to where you go to Yosemite and it's going to be Half Dome sponsored by Pepsi. Like,
oh God, can you imagine?
Oh, it's happened. It's going to happen. It will happen. Believe it. Absolutely. It will. Because that's where we're at. I mean, think about it. Dude, everybody is sponsored all the time. So everything's sponsored. Everyone's hike is sponsored. Everything is an ad. We've turned our entire world into an ad.
Back in the day, it was like, oh, the Kingdome in Seattle. It was the Kingdome.
Yeah.
I mean, they destroyed it, and then it became something else. Or like, sporting arenas all of a sudden now have corporate names on them.
Yeah.
And they change.
Oh, yeah. All the time, right?
So, I mean, if you use that as like a trajectory, man, I hope that wouldn't go that way. But oh my gosh. I mean, even if like Half Dome sponsored by a brand, sounds like kind of crazy land. But
here's the reason why I think it'll happen.
Why wouldn't they?
Because public land organizations like the National Park Service, the National Forest Service are so, dude, they're so underfunded. Yep. And you got all these big multi-million dollar companies exploiting them, making money off of them. So it's going to get to the point to where like, do we have any choice? If we want to keep things like this, like, they're going to start pulling in money from wherever they can, because we have outdoor companies.
Yeah.
We have people that are using these public lands that aren't putting any money towards preserving them. So if we want to keep them around, like, people aren't taking care of them anymore.
Well, yeah. When you start applying that, like, hey, it's a game of dollars and these parks need to survive and forests need to survive. And if they don't have the money, what are they supposed to do?
Exactly. Scary.
Yeah. Dude, interesting.
Yeah.
I think that, got anything else on your mind?
I don't think so. I think that basically wraps up this episode. We went some dark places, folks.
Any parting thoughts, man?
No. Again, I think the biggest thing that I want folks to take away from this is that I'm not trying to condemn anyone. I'm not trying to is that the right word? Condemn?
Or shame.
I'm not trying to shame anyone. I'm not trying to point my finger and say I'm holier than thou and you should do what I do. That's not what I'm trying to say. I just want to make people aware that how I see it, which isn't always the right way, and how other people I know personally that are seeing it, it's going in an ugly direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's going to get worse. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to suffer massive consequences for not basically putting up those boundaries and not thinking about the overall negative effect of what is happening right now on social media with tons of money, with ad space and everything. Like I just, it's getting to a weird point and I hope that everyone out there that's listening, if you're an influencer, if you're a creator, that you keep these things in mind. When you are sharing that photo that's at the Grand Canyon, when you are tagging that company in it so you can get a repost, when that company is reaching out to you to ask you to trade some product for a photo or for a video, to think about these things. Because maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I'm a crazy person and I'm an old curmudgeon Darwin sitting on his porch shaking at you kids to get off my lawn. Or maybe I'm onto something. And you know, if we want to preserve the outdoor community and we want to, I guess, hold this thing that I feel that it's sacred to all of us. It's the reason why we all fell in love with it. It's the reason why we're all continually going back out to chase the dragon, right? Mm-hmm. And like continuing to do through hikes after through hikes after through hikes, or continue to live in a van or continue to do bike packing trips because like we love being connected to it. That if we don't stop and think about the overall consequences, it's not going to be there. And it's going to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. I would encourage people to talk about this in their own circles.
Absolutely.
Like just beat it around the bush.
Absolutely.
Have a glass of whiskey. Ooh. Talk about it around the campfire.
Some Stranahans.
Whatever. Yeah.
Some delicious.
These are the kind of conversations that people need to have.
Yeah. I just think that overall, like if we keep turning a blind eye to it, that it's going to get worse and people are going to get taken advantage of and things are going to get exploited. More money is going to be made and more people are going to get thrown to the curb. A huge thanks yet again to Emery for sitting down and being my co-host on this episode. If you guys haven't had a chance to check out Emery's podcast that he's been doing for years, go subscribe, like, and listen to the Byland podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast, probably where you're listening to this one right now. He sits down, has some very amazing conversations with some super inspirational people, and even yours truly is on an episode or two. Also, make sure to check out Emery's website, byland.co, for a ton of amazing articles that he's put together about various outdoor topics. Check out theoutdoorevolution.com to keep up to date on all of the media projects that we are working on here to give back to the outdoor community and things like public lands. And for weekly articles about hiking and backpacking, bike packing and touring, alternative lifestyle, and everything else that we love to inspire folks with. Also, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at The Outdoor Evolution. And folks, thanks so much for sitting down and having this conversation with me, and I'll see you in the next episode.